Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Subscribe to the only show that will show you how to apply the world's greatest ideas from the most striking minds. After presenting more than 1,000 interviews, I couldn't be more compelled to introduce you to the Jordan Harbinger Show. We've got spies and CEOs, athletes and authors from Kobe Bryant to Malcolm Gladwell, Tony Hawk and Howie Mandel to the chairman of Google, founders of LinkedIn and Instagram, antiquities smugglers, con men, brilliant scientists, national heroes, and even the head of the CIA. Listed as Apple's best of 2018 and countless other awards that, let's be honest, you probably don't care about right now. So come and have a listen for yourself and join me as we exploit the superpowers of the world's most incredible thinkers, amazing achievers, and iconic change makers with their insights delivered right into your mind. You'll get that blueprint of their brilliance each week so that you can learn to live what you listen. Subscribe right now to The Jordan Harbinger Show, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you're listening now.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, my dude?
Hey, did you know that if people like this show, then they're definitely going to love Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli on Podcast One. The Queen of Mean is now the Queen of Meaning. Join Lisa each week as she sits down with a guest co-host to solve their problems, as well as some of her own. Download new episodes of Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa Know How!
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Stelio Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I can feel it in the air, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be another ridiculous, silly show, and I'm embracing it in the fact that yesterday was bananas to where we had Nathan Hamill, by the way, is here.
Yay, Nathan!
Kate Mulligan is back.
Yay, Kate!
Dorina, the Queen of Death, is always
yay!
Here.
Yay!
The Marcus, the Yodius, the Riley, the Riley. And give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Cody and Alex.
Yay!
That type of energy yesterday. Mark Riley had a sigh. So we were talking about Len, the group, right? Len, yes. Remember that?
If you steal my sunshine.
Yeah. If you feel my sunshine?
Today.
Dude, nobody feel ever feels my sunshine.
Late 90s, early 2000s?
It was like 98, 99. Yeah. So we were talking about that. And Makuga told this story how he went to this pool club that he was part of. It, and he was 16, 17. And he walks in playing the music with a backwards hat, and he sets up this like almost like country club vibe. And Riley is just like, goes, let's party.
I wish Riley was in every movie doing that.
You should just picture that guy. Yeah. I'll be in the background. It's like, hey, guys, ready to party?
Got a really inappropriate short blue shorts on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The full deal. The full deal. And with Crocs.
Yeah. Isn't that how you normally dress?
And you don't cut your nails, obviously.
And I don't cut my nails. And the hat is sideways.
You do one dive into the pool, hit one lady in the neck, and you slit her arteries open with those claws.
And then I say, and that's why it's a party.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what's not a party is the bagel guy is still at it.
Dude, fucking
wouldn't
guy.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, that's what you're known as.
The bagel guy.
The bagel guy.
He's the bagel guy. And listen.
The mini bagel guy.
Oh, no, that's true.
Oh.
Well, yeah,
that's
what they were going
to give away. No, that's they were going to give away mini bagels, right?
Oh, I thought you
that's right. That's right.
If you went into one of the locations, I don't know if they're still doing it, and you mention this guy, they will give you mini bagels.
They did. They tweeted that out.
Wow.
Hey, wait. Way to use that promotion, man.
But here's the thing. I'd be like, oh, man, they're really picking on this guy. This guy, I know, and we said it yesterday. We said that there's definitely something wrong with him. He is a fucking asshole. Like, you looked at – he posted videos on YouTube – right, so he takes this girl out on a date. First of all, he gets into this shit box of a car that looked like it just got hit with a bulldozer, and he said, and he goes, "No, you're not going to be frowning at the end of this." And he's with this girl, and he's like, "Hey, so you're gonna come back with me now and come to my house and fool around with me, right?"
Wait, when was this released?
There's snow on the ground, so it must have been earlier this year. Right. And so the girl's like, "I just want to go home." He's like, I was going to spend $750,000 on you.
What?
With that car, you're not doing
what?
And he's screaming at her. And then she's like,
why was this filmed?
Because he's a fucking loser.
Wait, so he had her reaction?
He has her reaction. It's a video. They sent it this morning. You can find it maybe on the Facebook page. Yeah. But like, if you can find that video, guys, it's just look for the crazy bagel guy and whatever his name is. But he posted it somewhere. Anyway.
The only reason I'm thankful for these people is it made me feel normal.
But listen, so the girl said, she's like, can you just take me home? He's like, oh, you're not going to come back with me to my house? And he does it like a whole bunch of different times. The girl's just like, just get me the fuck out of here. So she's like, she's freezing. She's like, can I get in the car? So he goes, she's like, can you open the door for me? He's like, yeah, I'll open the door for you. So he goes into the car and he looks over and he goes and he puts his hand out to the girl and he goes to open it and then he just drives away, laughing hysterically, laughing at her. She's freezing in the cold and he's just like, he goes, let's pass her around. Let's pass her around. Look at her. You know, he starts calling her a money, you know, bitch or whatever he's saying to her. And he drives up and then he says, and he goes, he looks over and he does the old trick of coming to the car. She goes to do it again and he drives away again. Oh. And like totally leaves.
We call that the Wayne Arnold. Remember on Wonder Years?
Oh, yeah. Right. He is.
That's right.
He's a rotten human. He's a rotten human.
Yeah, that's shitty.
And he's, I mean, nuts or not, he's a rotten human.
I mean, but that is just sad.
He
deserves some bad stuff, but also I always hope these people that do crazy stuff like this to other people. It's like, I don't wish them bad. I want them to get better at stuff.
100%. That's what he said yesterday. Like, you hope that someone can help this guy, but I don't know. Because he doesn't think anything's wrong, which he was on the news in this report. He was for like 4 minutes calling himself the next Martin Luther King, saying he's the Messiah against bullies. He's definitely not playing with a full deck. And the videos are going everywhere. They asked him. They said to him, like, how do you feel about this video going viral? And he was like, yeah, my friend told me I'm famous. And he's like, right over his head.
Oh, boy.
Like, he's just, you know,
I ended
there.
Up watching so much coverage that I watched your show, the Jim and Sam show.
Yeah.
They did 40 minutes on it.
Yeah,
and the bonfire.
Yeah.
And I forget, one of them said, the problem is, it's not that he's this little guy. Is that he wants to be a tough guy too? Right.
Yeah, he's super angry.
We don't all get to be tough guys,
right?
And this guy,
no,
it's like the song in Miami Connection.
I gotta ask. I got
tough guy.
Have you guys heard any? Have you heard any of this interview? Have you heard any of the interview?
No, not
play a little of this interview. Just a little of it.
The same thing that's happening all my life. People think they're better than you because they're taller than you or whatever, and I went in basically to order a bagel sandwich, and the Indian woman who had never helped me there before didn't seem to understand the concept of egg whites. So after saying it about three times, and I verified, she goes, okay, I understand. I says, okay, fine. Then she's doing this with her mouth and looking at people and smirking and laughing, and I started to feel like I was being maligned, or, you know, I felt like I was less of a person, you know. And you know how people are when they with their faces and they're great.
Oh, yeah.
I says, miss.
Gets better.
I says, what are you laughing at? I says, I'm a frequent here. So now they're acting like they didn't do it, which got me mad. But I, you know, then from that point on, that's when the people jumped in. And my whole life, people feel that they could attack me. They could, you know, they would jump me from behind. punch me. I had a guy cut in front of me years ago, and he pushed me when I asked him I was next. Why? Didn't say nothing. He just turned around and pushed me. It's been going on a long time. Anyway, so the video basically takes over from that. But the guy, the big guy hit me, and I fell down like this. This is actually from yesterday when I hit the ground.
That's the only thing. Scabbed really nicely.
I went to the woods yesterday. I was taking my anger out on the trees with a bat, and I accidentally hit my leg. But the bruise actually went down, but I hit my
leg. The tree
leg
looked at him the wrong way, though, to be fair.
Yankees bat, that hurt. So then anyway, they take it upon themselves
to
put their
hands. We can tell. We go down, this is yesterday. We go down this road for almost 7 minutes.
It's just crazy because, like, he keeps talking about how it's like, oh, it's because I'm short. I'm like, it's not because you're short. It's because you're an asshole.
It's the way you handle it. It's the way you handle it.
Yeah, it's because you're – or not, you're not an asshole, but you're being an asshole.
There's certain insecurities and stuff that we will never know from the shit that he went through, and probably a lot of shit he shouldn't have went through,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
But it's all on how you react. Like, yeah. I know – like, there are people that I know that came from – I mean, horrendous backgrounds, right? And it's not necessarily just not being short, but horrendous backgrounds.
And they're not assholes.
But you can go a lot of different paths. Mm-hmm. And one particular person that I know came from a background where it was abused, mm-hmm. and everyone else in their family was just not very stable. But this person chose the other side of it, and not stable mentally, just be able to kind of go off and do bad decisions and going down the path of the stuff that you get from abuse. This particular person went the other way and made decisions that didn't have a lot of money, had no money, had to do what it was, became a very successful professor, did a bunch of different things that got the person in a place that had a family, had children. Like, did this whole thing. There are ways to – And didn't come
overcome
from a background.
Things,
didn't come from money. Like, it's some people go, oh, what does this person have? This person had money and nothing.
Yeah.
But can do something about it. And then it's like, it's not, and it's not just, that's not easy. Yeah.
I think it's not easy at all.
It's very hard.
It's a mixture of, I mean, obviously some people have much better opportunities than other people in their lives. And other people have much harder circumstances. And I understand that. But but bad stuff happens to everyone and it's going to happen. And the only thing we can control is our attitude.
I couldn't agree more. Because
we can't control anything else.
It's true. And like I said, it is not easy for you. You don't know until you're in that person's skin, like how mentally you handle certain circumstances. There are things that people go through that you never want to go through in your life. But and how would you handle those things the way those people would? Yeah. You know, would you do the same exact thing? Would you do opposite? You don't know.
Yeah, so. I mean, like I look. A stupid example is I used to do. I mean, I used to have road rage, right? Road rage. Like, it's not like I was like,
she ran you over? Over your toe?
No, it's like, I just pretend.
She ran over your toe.
I just pretend I was on Mario Kart, basically, and I was throwing banana peels at people.
Right.
But now I'm just like, okay, what's the point? Am I going to honk back at that person? Am I going to be like, yo, F you? Or am I just going to be like,
right.
You're going to get involved.
You're going to be entwined with this person forever. I'd have road rage too, and you just go, just.
Like, what's the point?
Right.
Do I want to see this person in court, et cetera?
Go back. Yes, I would love to see them.
Do you still have the road rage?
No.
Gone.
No, I just.
You used to have it?
Like, no, I never just had. I had rage in general. You wouldn't imagine it, but that was. That
on
was
road, off road.
Let it out, like, Kate, right
time,
here.
I feel like every time you guys are like talking about Riley getting mad at stuff, I'm like.
Oh, yeah, I have the rage.
I really identify with this.
You've done the kick, kick, punch, punch?
Oh, yeah.
Mine might have been a kick, 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 punch, 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 punch,
I've had those days, too. Yeah.
What has it happened? Has it come out with the kid?
Well, no. I mean, that's the thing is, it's like the rage. It's, I don't know, like, the difference is, like, there's, like, stuff that can, like, annoy you or get you mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I feel like there's like the rage is like you just actually see red. You just lose control. Mm-hmm. And that really has not happened with the kids, and that's because I've been working on it so much. And
nice.
Can you tell us stories? Can you tell us stories from back in the day when the rage came out? Like
we should probably,
Kate Hulk?
Let's get my husband on the phone. No, I just, I mean, like, I don't, they're not that fun. That's the problem. Like, rage is not that
fun.
No.
This is the zany show we promised, guys.
It's Friday.
You never know. Look, hey, hashtag that's the show. You don't know where it's going to go. But, but you can't.
You know, I was going to say, when you were talking about
don't
him being short.
So,
okay, I ain't danced you. But this is actually something you knew about and you sort of hooked me up with was my son has alopecia.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, he's Right now,
which
he's
is
patchy.
People don't know.
So people know it's an autoimmune disease. His immune system attacks his hair follicles, and his hair falls out. So he didn't have hair for like the first 2 years of his life, which is sort of like, oh, that's kind of. But then he had what we called the Friar Tuck, which was just hair on the back of his head. And he didn't have on the top. So right before we had my second kid, we got the diagnosis that it was alopecia, and at the time it was just sort of patchy, and it is patchy now. But it's going to probably transition into what's called universalis, which is the more – it's what you think of when you think of alopecia, which is he's not going to have any eyebrows, no hair, no body hair.
They said that.
They said based on his age at diagnosis and the severity of the – that he had gone through two cycles of hair loss and hair growth, whatever. Anyway, this is all to say, you get that news and it's like, that's such hard news to get. So we had we gave ourselves one day to be sad about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we're like, well, let's dig in. Let's and so you put us in touch with your pal.
Yeah.
We started talking to all these people, and the side effect of alopecia seems to be that you're an awesome fucking human being.
Yeah.
It's like these people that just get totally abused. Like you talk to any girl that ever wore a wig to cover up her alopecia, and there's always somebody that tries to pull it off because they don't want they don't want you to have the secret, basically. Mm-hmm. They want to out you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people are like the most – I mean, your friend is like the nicest. And his happened late in life.
Yeah, so my friend John, who he's a chef, and he's one of my closest friends. I've known him since I was, first grade.
You got to have a friend be a chef.
Yeah, absolutely. But he was – and he had these like – blonde locks, and
that was his thing.
And he actually, it's funny now, they don't look anything alike, but as young kids, him and Makuga were twins. now you wouldn't be able to tell, so John was 15, and that's when it started happening. And 15,
the worst time right now.
I went to an all boys high school. Okay. Ugh. So we used to go to the girls' schools afterwards, and John was like the guy, right? But when that happened, he got angry. You know, he was.
Oh yeah.
You become 15 years old. You become angry, and you don't really understand it when you're his peer. But then when you look back at it, and it's like that's tough to deal with. And he spun it completely, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's our whole thing. It's like we're like, how do we – so now we call it my son's superpower. We've been trying to surround him with people. Anthony Carrigan, who's that actor on Barry – I'm friends with somebody that's on Barry. They put me in touch with him.
Oh, great.
He met up with us at the conference last year. Could not have been nicer. And it's just like now it's exactly what you're talking about, is that like – it does – a lot of it does have to do with the privilege of like – I have access to somebody like Anthony Carrigan who is like stars and moonbeams and everything amazing about a person. Mm-hmm. And I have access to people like you who can put me in touch with other people. And we just talk to amazing people because of this. And we're like, okay, this is – as far as like diseases your kid could get, we'll take this one every time.
Right.
But there is going to come a point in my kid's life where we're going to have to like really deal with like how do you turn the fact that like – you're a weirdo to kids. They're like, people are going to want to shame
kids,
you.
How are kids treating them?
One kid, they say that awareness begins at 5, so my kid's 4. But at 3, a kid at a park said to him, why don't you have hair there?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready for it, and I like burst into tears. Like I was just like, and I was like, that was the wrong response. Let's not have that one again. And then like a couple weeks later, a different kid was like, his hair's weird up there. And I was like, that's true. And your hair looks different up there too. Isn't that cool how we're all different?
Yeah.
Like you just have to spin it that way. And like for us, we're just trying to make it like a source of his confidence.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But man, is that impossible. Yeah. And that's like this. That's like if you're short, they called me the Big Bang in high school because my bangs started in the middle of my head and they were really big.
But this is a perfect, but this is the point though. This is the point though. Is that when you look at like the that guy, who knows what his family life was like,
right?
As where you look at Kate's son, to where she has she sees encouragement, he sees all the
support.
Stuff. So I'm going to go and put some odds on. I don't think we're going to see Kate's son freaking out at a bagel broker or something.
Kate's like, you never know working
on
it.
You got my rage. You got my rage.
You just never know.
But isn't that like –
thank you for sharing that, by the way.
Yeah. And that's what's interesting too about kids, right? Like they usually – it's not like they immediately just go and bully. It's like they ask questions.
Yeah.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Like, right, like that.
And
just
that's the thing. I don't want to shame that kid because he does look different. You know, my kid does look different. Even still, we went to a water park yesterday, and I could tell, like, you know, when his hair gets wet.
Yeah.
You know, my husband and I have a code for it. We call it getting Jamba Juiced because one time we were at a Jamba Juice and they thought we could tell they gave us an extra Jamba Juice because they thought he was sick.
Oh.
And we're so lucky he's not sick. but we still took the Jamba Juice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not stupid.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can tell, like, he's unaware of it, but you can tell people at the water park were, like, trying to figure out, like, where's that kid? Because it's – right now he has the most hair he's ever had, but it's still – if you looked at him, you'd be like, the fuck is going on with this right. kid?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You have a great attitude about
it. Well, yeah. That's sure. – listen. It
took
some
work.
It took some work.
Do you talk about it on your set?
Am I stand-up set? No, not
because
yet.
Because the Jamba Juice thing would yeah. never work. But speaking of which,
Kate's which also sounds like a sex act, by the way.
Yeah,
Jamba Juice.
Getting Jamba Juice.
I'm glad we were able to go there, Dorina.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to bring it to Friday.
Guess what? Dorina will not be on stage Thursday night, but Kate Mulligan will.
Yay!
Kate Mulligan is going to be on stage with Mark Ellis. Mark Ellis live. You can get tickets at markellislive.com. San Diego,
so
ladies and gentlemen, what a great weekend we are. Oh shit, not even
midweek.
We will have. We're all going. Every one of us will be there. Oh, you're not going.
No,
no, you skunk.
No trash fries for
you. That's why he can't sit at the table.
No.
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
Nathan,
what are you doing? Oh, sorry.
Let's party.
That's right.
That's okay. I'll party over here in my corner.
I've been doing
so
it for
Kate's
3 years.
Doing comedy. But Nathan, what are you doing? I'm Dancer. Eating. Can I eat these?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm holding
these. They haven't been tested for chemicals.
Nathan's drawing.
So, yeah, but Nathan, let's start with what's your what are you going to be doing? You're going to be going there on Friday.
Going down, taking the train down on Friday and doing a signing at War Machine Marketing on Saturday 3 to 4.
Okay.
I think it's booth 1415.
Booth 1415.
There you go.
Okay. And then so Doreen and I will be hanging out with Nathan for sure. And you guys can
Nathan's
check that
like,
out.
Nathan's like,
no. Well, you should be there. If you guys check
try
that
to find
out,
me.
Make sure you check that out. So Saturday, July 20th. So, and okay, good. And then you can fire on over because we're doing 8:30 p.m. at the Joan B. Kroc, we're doing the Schmodown, and it's two big matches. I want to make this clear. Actually, talking to Dagnino, he was the one that kind of pointed this out, too. Let everybody know, you do not need Comic-Con badges to come see the show. I had gotten a bunch of questions from people like, oh, I can't go.
What's the venue? Sorry.
It is the Joan B. Kroc Theater, and it's about 15 minutes away from the convention center. But it's, you can go – again, if you're not going to Comic-Con, the SchmodownLive.com, you got Kalinowski going for the belt against Rachel Cushing and then Kevin Smets and Adam Lavick in the undercard there. So come and check us out. So, what you have something to say? You look like you're ready to kick someone's ass.
Yes, it's because it's Friday. No, I might be doing movie fights.
Nice.
They're trying to convince me. So we shall
what
see.
What a twist!
I know. Yeah. I know. I don't want to do it because I don't want to try.
You should do it.
No, because I'll just be lazy. And like if people, if they
won't.
No, because if they're like, oh, like what's the best Avengers movie? I'll be like, oh, well, two of them were okay, and the other one's fine. I guess.
Yeah, but I know you too well. So the second someone makes a point you're not going to like, you're going to go right after.
That's
them.
True. If they're like, well, Michael Caine's the worst Batman, I'll be like, actually.
Yeah, you're actually built for movie fights. You're perfect for that.
Yeah.
They disparage Gremlins too. The new batch.
Yeah. When are you going on?
Because it's so good.
When do you want?
I think it's Friday night.
Well, for Comic Con.
Yeah, but I don't think they're just trying to confirm everything. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nice. that'll be awesome. So, and then one more thing regarding because you bring up Screen Junkies, Dan Merle, who's our reigning champ. He's going to be defending the title next Friday on the Schmodown Channel against Paul Oyama.
Oh.
It's a tough one. That kid's good, but I think Dan's. Gonna be a little bit too much for him to handle.
Yeah,
you think so? you think that easy?
No, not that easy. Yeah. Nothing. It's like any given Sunday, right?
Yeah.
With Schmodown. It's not. It could go down the wire, but it's Dan.
It's Dan.
It's my boy.
Yeah,
he's tough.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so make sure you go check out that and get the tickets where we can. And if Doreen is on Movie Fights Live, make sure you check that. And obviously, go check out Nathan Hamill on Saturday, July 20th.
Kate doing stand-up and Mark Riley texting us from his house.
Yeah. And then you can check me out, checking out
watching
a
Big
wedding
Lies
venue.
Or finishing Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Going to Jack in the Box and getting some trash fries.
I'll get some trash fries. Big Little Lies is amazing.
He just finished
I finished season
finished
one
season
last
one.
Night.
What? You hate it?
Flag on the plate. No, but Nicole Kidman's Australian in it. Can we talk about that? She goes in and out. She says,
wife.
Like, I have no idea. And it's Nicole Kidman, so you know the director's not like, all right, cut, let's take it again. Dialect coach, come in. No, they're like, I dare. Nope, that's how it's said.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Well,
so that's how
fine.
It's said.
It's in the car.
Keep rolling,
she's
shut the gate.
Season one, she was a lot better. Season two is, you're talking about the car scene, right?
I'm talking about, there's a time when she's in her therapist in season one.
My wife.
My idea. Like, it's just like, you gotta be kidding
me. My wife kept pointing it out. Like, I didn't even notice. Right. I don't know. I just know that there literally was a Coca-Cola sign that like was hanging in my house. And I said, honey, how long has that been there? She's like, 2 years.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed. Yeah.
Well,
I
didn't really notice. You're good at doing it.
No, I don't know that I am. Why. No, I'm just being an asshole.
I thought it was an odd choice for her to dress like Crocodile Dundee, though. That was really, I didn't that didn't help things.
That was an interesting choice. Yeah. But really brought the drama.
But the actual show itself. You're loving first season.
So we finished season one last night, and we did this like season one. I won't spoil it or anything, but there is a moment at the end when it all kind of yep. And I watched, and then we watched the first episode of season two and got the screen.
I'm still too behind on season two.
But my God, that moment! There's a moment in season one finale, and Julie and I are sitting there, and we went, oh, yeah. And we leaned forward, and I did this thing with good shows. I stand up and pace,
I'm
like, that is amazing! Holy shit! Shit. And I'm walking back
and
forth.
Sounded like Jack Nicholson there. Yeah. I stand up and pace.
Here's what I'm going to do. I got up from my couch.
Did you start walking when the dingo ate her baby?
And when the dingo ate her baby, I got the fuck up.
That's good.
That's part.
Yeah. Hey, Tarina, you're going to be excited. Guess what I almost watched last night?
Nope.
What?
I'm leaving.
Guess what I almost watched?
No.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
No.
I said,
can we go? No. Cody, finish the show.
Do you own a copy of this movie?
Yes.
I said I almost watched A Long Shot last night.
But you didn't.
A Long Shot.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Okay, so you thought it was almost on else. Yeah. What do you mean? It's a good movie. I almost watched it, but I watched season six.
What did
six?
You think he was going to say?
The thing.
The thing.
It's a stupid joke that he does.
But,
I hate it.
But I didn't say I watched
it. I hate it, though. But I hate it. Don't do it anymore.
I think that's why I like to do it, because not only do you hate
it, so annoying.
They can't stand it. No. It drives them crazy.
Yeah. They agree with me.
I know,
like,
but
If you're going to watch it this year, then you can do the joke. But if you're not going to watch it this year, then
you
can. Because you're not going to watch it.
So I have until
there's going to be a quiz at the end of the show.
I have until the end of the year to do it, right?
Okay.
All right. So
fair
I can,
enough.
So then I can keep
yeah, because that's why I might go on Movie Fights and not Schmodown, because you haven't watched the thing. So there you go.
Well, there's no competition.
Just saying.
I'm good friends with those guys.
I know.
That show, actually, I probably can come watch it at live.
Yeah, you heckle.
Yes. Don't give her the point. It was terrible. Just terrible. What? And she's wishing you were dead.
But why didn't you watch Long Shot?
I think your wife would have liked it. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we were going to watch it. But then we realized we only had not enough time, as you know.
Yeah.
And we watched Stranger Things, which we finished episode 7. We just finished episode 7.
Okay. So, I was going to say they're on season 7 already.
Yeah, season 7. No. But we're going to do the finale tonight.
Streaming
goes nice. Good
you know
season.
What? You know
it's
what,
a great season.
Elle is easily my favorite.
Well, she's
easily.
Great. Yeah.
When what she like, and this is not a spoiler for anybody because it's just in general, she does this every season. But when she's just such, Millie Bobby Brown is so good at being vulnerable to where she's just a normal kid, right? And then when it's time for the shit, she's like, everybody get the fuck behind me.
I love it when she does that.
I love it.
She's such a badass.
Yeah,
she
like,
really
I
is.
Love this series later. She's such the character is so awesome, and she does such a great job. Have you been watching Stranger Things?
Not through. I've watched the first two seasons, but I haven't seen three yet.
Okay. But she's so good. The dynamic with the kids are as good in this one than it was in season one. I love this season. I think
does
it's great.
Get ready
with
for
the,
this with next
the,
episode.
Does he have his teeth in now?
He didn't see – so I just read about this actually this morning. So he's got a thing, like
there's
a
like a,
bone
it's
marrow
a, it's
thing.
A thing. Yeah,
something.
It's like a – it's a –
is that the Gaden Mataros or whatever?
Yes. And so he they gave him, I think, season two, they gave him the caps. But in this season, he doesn't have the caps. Like it's full.
We were trying to say his name last night, but we were a little intoxicated. We were watching –
there you go,
Drew. Do you know what we watched last night that wasn't the thing, even though it's a really good movie?
What's that?
It's a really bad – best movie, Miami Connection.
But Miami with Riff Tracks.
Yes.
Which is on Amazon Prime. It's the guys who did Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
It's all scripted.
Okay.
But I thought it was great because they know when to drop in these jokes.
Yeah.
So you're not taken out of this terrible movie.
Yeah. Have you guys not seen it? It's
no,
like the
no.
best. It's so weird that The Room is so famous because
it?
The Room's so boring.
Nobody.
You would know.
Oh,
it's just it's my favorite bad movie of all time.
Because
it's like this really bad martial arts movie set in Miami, but they also have like a band that's called Dragon Sound, and then they sing songs
and
that
they fight ninjas over cocaine.
I don't even know what the plot is. I've seen it so many times, I have no idea what it's about. But they sing this like cool song, and they're like Taekwon, Taekwon. so bad. I love it.
It was from 1987. I think it was.
I don't know if you watched the trailer.
Made for under $1 million.
Yes, I don't even know what the deals were.
But in 1987, under $1 million was.
Yeah. But yeah, if you watch the trailer, you're going to want to watch it.
Yeah, but the problem, I want to watch the trailer. The problem is I just don't know if we can.
I don't know. We might get flagged.
There's no way you'll get flagged for this movie.
I don't think so either, but
there's no way.
Well, how does that work? Because they have riff tracks. They've got to pay them something. They're playing their entire movie and shitting on it. The other option was watching Cool as Ice. So that'll be for next week.
Which is also really awesomely bad.
It's tough.
That's really bad.
It's
rough.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah. But it's good because it's so bad.
It's my second favorite Vanilla Ice movie after Ninja Turtles, too.
Go Ninja, go Ninja.
Riley,
go.
Is there anything worth talking about in the news besides our main topic here today?
I guess that's it. No, that's a big...
What's that sound
from? A couple things. Hold on. Let me look real quick.
Well, we can start with this. I mean, Jon Favreau says he's already writing, and I guess they're pre-shooting. Is that what it says?
What
was he on? He was on...
So he was on Kimmel last night but Frosty did an interview with him before Kimmel. And so he was working on something we knew about. But then he goes on Kimmel. There he is. He goes on Kimmel and basically says, I'm writing season two. Yeah. And then he kind of elaborates with Frosty saying... We're already in pre-production. We're doing some pre-viz. We're already shooting for second unit. Yeah. He's writing the scripts. So he's basically confirmed that Mandalorian 2, season 2 is happening.
That's awesome. That's good. It's also – I think that this is, again, why like a limited series it's not definitive. Like you don't know when it's going to be. It could be whether it's two seasons or three seasons. Some people think that it just means the limited series is one season and you're out.
Yeah.
But that's more of a mini series, I guess, right?
Or they could end it and come back 10 years later like Deadwood and do a movie to wrap everything up.
Right. And you liked that. Right. Did you say you liked the Deadwood
movie?
Yeah, I
was talking to Rocco about it. I thought the they fit a lot into the 2 hours for the movie. And it was spoilers, not really. It's 10 years later, so now they have telephone poles and telephones.
Oh, okay.
It's not much of a jump.
That's
in time,
cool.
So.
But this, I mean, crazy? Yeah. Well, this movie, this season of Mandalorian, it you're gonna feel it's gonna feel like a movie. Even those clips that you saw at Celebration,
it's very cinematic.
It feels like a movie. And even watching Stranger Things last night, and I said to my wife, "This isn't a television show.
It's an 8-hour movie.
It's an 8-hour movie." And then reading the Duffer Brothers interview this morning, they the reason they call it Stranger Things 1, Stranger Things 2 is because they look at it as a sequel. So they don't look at it as seasons,
right?
Because they're movie people. So, and that's how I think that this series is going to do. And because Jon Favreau is he's a filmmaker and doing a lot of theatrical release films and big movies, I think this is going to feel like a movie every season that they're doing. Like he's writing the whole season as one big movie.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, this isn't a surprise, right? Of course they're going to do it. Yeah. And I mean, I think, either people are going to like it or they're not.
No,
that's
a bold statement, Jules.
My God, you've cracked the code.
This is why I'm here.
No. Are you willing to stand by that,
Nathan? Do you think? For example, I think Mandalorian was probably a given that was going to get another season. But do you think that Cassian Andor will be one of those, depending on how it does, or will it be a limited series so they can start getting in, other shows?
I don't know anything about Cassian. I think I read today they're not. They might be shooting in the U.S., the U.K.
Oh, I'm not sure. I know it's the same showrunner as the Americans, right?
Okay. I don't know anything about
that's
that
cool.
one. But on,
I'm in.
On The Mandalorian, I never do this, but I saw Dave Filoni down at can we talk about Galaxy's Edge?
Are you doing that again? Yes, of course.
Why didn't you wear your shirt? Your Which Galaxy one? Gate
oh,
shirt.
You should have. Did you make a Galaxy Gate shirt?
No.
Damn it, you should.
There's still time. we can keep the joke going if you want. But I saw Dave Filoni for a second, and as he's walking away, he's talking to my dad and my mom, and as he's walking away, I went, "Is there any way I can be an extra, just have a cool helmet? Because then I can say that I have a character in Phantom Menace, The Mandalorian, which is 5 years after Jedi, and then one in The Last Jedi,
right.
So I could play three generations of the same.
Yes.
I love that.
It's like Back to the Future. We all look exactly the same,
even
though we're generations.
Right. What did he say?
Just don't age.
He said yes. Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
He walked away.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I think he said security.
And I started yelling at him, and when they didn't give me my bagel, it turned into this whole scene.
Isn't over, Filoni.
Yeah. And Jonas tackled you on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's how Nathan got banned from Galaxy's Edge. That's
it. Very nice.
You did it first. All right. All right, moving on. What do you got?
I want to get everybody's opinion on this, especially with Tarina here. Yep, some more Star Wars. But this has been going – this is from Bloody Disgusting, who heard that everybody knows.
Like
so
everybody
Chris knows. Rock
everyone.
Has a Saw movie.
Yes.
You've heard about this, right?
Yeah, it was in the news like 3-4 days ago.
Yeah, no, but now they're exclusive to saying that Samuel L. Jackson is going to play the dad. But I wanted to get people's opinion on this because it seems to be this very quiet story that nobody's talking about. And they're like, oh, that's cool. And they moved on.
Really?
Yeah.
I talked about it yesterday. I talked about it on another show. Yeah, I was on Heidi and Frank. And
did you talk about it? Okay. Yeah. Well, good talk, Russ. So we'll move on. That's great. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fucking awesome. Yeah. So.
It is great.
No, it is.
Because this is the question they asked me yesterday on the show was that do you think – because Chris Rock is known as this comedian.
Yeah.
Do you think that he will do this with justice? And I'm like,
of course.
He's a fan.
But also comedian. I mean, if you have a certain type of sense of humor,
top five was good too.
If you have a certain type of sense of humor, like you're gonna really be into horror movies.
Yeah,
like look at Jordan Peele.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Or David Gordon Green with the Halloween.
Right. Right.
Halloween.
Exactly. Yeah,
you never would have thought. You know, no.
And who was with Danny McBride was also involved, right?
Yeah. I think he wrote it.
Yeah. No. I mean, and. Anyways, I lost my train of thought.
Well, yeah, a lot of comedians kind of transfer over and can do it because this is the point that I made is that comedians in general, as you know, are dark fucks.
Yes. Which is why I get along with you people.
I know.
So this is a reboot. Because the last one they did was Jigsaw, I think?
It was Jigsaw. Yeah, and I know the directors are coming, the writers are writing it.
Good old Pete
so people
Goldfinger
involved in
Josh
the
Stolbert.
Other franchise are going to actually be involved in this one too?
Yeah, I think. Darren Lynn Boozman is back behind the camera for this as well. So I guess it was an idea by Chris Rock.
Okay.
The writers are picking it up, going forward with it, and then casting, and everybody's kind of on the same page.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a sequel or a reboot.
Right. Right?
I don't know. It seems like it's going to continue.
It's awesome, though.
It's when I first saw the news though about this, I just thought it would be like a stab. You know, like and Scream.
Right.
Like I was like, oh, it'll just be like a parody
I bet she really loves it. I want to see his version of it because I think he's a great director. I love Top Ten. Top Five is so underrated. Top Five is so underrated.
Yeah, I like that movie.
I love that movie. It's really good. It's really funny.
I just don't like the torture porn movies. Like, I mean, like we've seen, you know, like Nathan showed me Hostel years ago, and I thought it was a really good movie. It's just, why would I want to watch that again?
It's just
it's gross.
Like people who own that on DVD, you have to question.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. Okay. I've never seen it. I've never seen a soft film.
You've never seen it?
No, I mean, like, because of that reason, I didn't really have an interest in it, but I appreciate that it was successful and that people who like it were into it, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I just don't know how much time I can handle watching somebody get their, like, you know, fingers cut off.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think, like, okay, that's kind of cool how they did that, like, visual effects-wise, but then I don't want to do it anymore.
Yes.
Like,
how many times have you rewatched Hostel?
Before he came here this morning.
I'll show it to people, maybe a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're not like, well, it's a Tuesday. I've got nothing to do.
That's actually what he does on a feel-good movie.
It's his Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's actually how he does first dates. When a girl comes over, like he'll be like, hey,
I've got the mask on. And she drives away in the car.
Yeah.
They say no.
And films the whole thing.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Riley, what else we got going on?
Don Cheadle is now being a part of Space Jam 2. This is according to Deadline that they cast Cheadle to join LeBron James and everybody for Space Jam 2. So
big Space Jam
fan. Everybody get up.
I grew up in Chicago.
All right.
Michael Jordan is still like the mayor of my heart.
Right.
Yeah, Cody.
Cody, you and Cody always got along, Kate, right?
Yes.
Cody, how much do you love this movie that is from this music?
Oh, I can't wait for it.
Didn't you guys have like a Space Jam like?
Yes, it's so good.
Right now, yeah. Didn't you guys have like a some kind of? I'm gonna get the Blu-ray, right? Did you get the Blu-ray for the movie?
The 20th anniversary Steelbook.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Space Jam. When is that coming out?
Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
That's one premiere I actually would like to go to.
Not soon enough.
Warner Brothers. That's going to be good.
Do you know, is Michael Jordan going to be 2021?
We're going. Okay, let's all go.
I still need to see the first one.
If we're still alive.
Yeah.
You own a hostel on Blu-ray and you've never seen it.
Do you want to trade?
Listen, trades.
It's true.
Is it because it's a sports movie?
No, I don't know. It was, what, 96?
It's because Bugs Bunny didn't cut anyone's foot off.
It's a lucky foot, man.
He cut his foot.
I was 96. I don't know, 17.
You were too cool for it.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And then immediately reverted back to being
not
really
cool
uncool
anymore.
Again.
Yeah. But that's why we hang out.
Same thing. It passed me. Like, my brothers would watch it. Yeah. I appreciated it, obviously, because Jordan was the man. But
it's that and the Goofy movie that there's a certain section of people that are a few years younger than me that are just obsessed with on Twitter. It's just
the
Goofy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. I was not one of them, but I was a Darkwing Duck girl. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Riley, what else we got? I mean, I want to open up the phone lines in just a little bit here, but let's get to a couple more stories.
Just as we get closer to Hobbs and Shaw coming out, it's now tracking at between 55 and 65 million opening, which is half of what some of the Fast franchise has done. So,
right. It's a spinoff.
It's a spinoff, but do you think that's like a sign of the franchise going to
fatigue?
A little fatigue, or is it like kind of on track?
There's going to be a lot on its shoulders, I think, because I think it looks really fun, and I think it's going to deliver as the kind of crazy action movie that we want to see with these two guys, and it's going to be different because it doesn't have all the normal cast. And if it does well, I think the more people are going to want to see the next Fast movie.
Do you think it'll be hurt by the fact that it doesn't have Fast and the Furious in the name? Because to be honest, I didn't
Transformers,
know.
Transformers, right?
When I heard Hobbs and Shaw, I didn't know. I thought it was Calvin and Hobbes.
I think they say.
I know
Fast
you're like,
and
this
Furious.
Is a weird take on Bill Calvin Waterson and Hobbes.
They misspelled Calvin.
Yeah. Licensing this.
It's like Super Mario Brothers movie all over again. It has nothing to do.
I didn't know the characters' names before I saw the trailer. Yeah, I only seen the first.
This is the problem. It is on the poster, but you can barely see it. Yeah. It's in yellow and it's blended into the background.
But can't they just sell it off those two actors?
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do. But I always get a little hesitant when I see, like, for example, I brought up Transformers, right? It's like Bumblebee, I think, definitely took a hit because it just said Bumblebee and didn't say Transformers Bumblebee. But Bumblebee carrying a movie is not the same as having
The
Rock.
They should have said not a Michael Bay film.
Bumblebee, a Transformers joint.
But I think Transformers is relevant, though, to the conversation because of, I think, for a little bit, people were still saying, okay, I'm getting a little tired of these movies, right? To where I don't know if we're there yet.
Bumblebee's the best one.
Bumblebee's the best one.
Wait, which one?
Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
It is easily.
Hands down. Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
It has a heart. It's got a pulse.
There's like a plot.
There's a plot, not a lot. Well, there's great. I thought the action was fantastic.
The opening scene in Cybertron is the best.
It's just reliving your childhood.
I was so excited when the Decepticons showed up. I was
Ellis and I sat up on our chairs when it started. We're like, holy shit, this is the movie we wanted to see for years. Yeah. And it just started off. It was incredible.
My favorite was the end, spoiler. But the end, like where one of the Transformers meets the other Transformer.
Yeah.
And this guy behind me was just like, fuck you.
It was Trey Parker, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you a big Transformers guy?
No. Next door neighbors had it. There were. Oh. I had Star Wars. I had the Star Wars and the it was before I was a Disney show. I had the real Ghostbusters and Star Wars. Next door neighbors had He-Man and Transformers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So was Chris your next door neighbor?
I had access. I had access to them, but I don't think I didn't have them.
Yeah, I loved the Transformers. I loved it.
Was a Star Trek at all ever? It's just
no. It wasn't.
House,
it was
right?
banned in my house.
It was Star Trek
banned in your house.
Anything with Star in it that wasn't Star Wars. Star Search, Starlight Express, Star Jones.
Fuck all those stars.
I'm joking. It wasn't. Star Jones was banned, though.
Nathan Hamill will also be at Mark Ellis' show on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that you got Starlight Express.
Should I bring?
I'm going to tag team you in. I'll be like, when I start to eat shit, I'm just gonna be like, well.
Should I bring my young gun? My young gun super. Young gun super.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How long have you had that now?
It was October or November when I went on the.
He went on
the
round table and we were deciding on air that we're going to steal it after the show. And we said it out loud and didn't.
He probably doesn't even know.
No, well, now he does.
B, he doesn't. doesn't give a shit.
No, yeah. No, he didn't know for the longest time. Right. We had to actually take, like, Ken, Nathan and I took, like, family photos right. with the poster.
I took one where I'm lying in bed with it.
Yeah. He's trying, he probably looks at me.
He's like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Right. Yeah. It's like, that's yours. Yeah. That's your poster.
No, but now he has an empty wall in his new house.
He said, maybe we should just keep this going. Let's keep this guy going. I said, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to frame another one and give one to you. And we'll never know. And the first person who dies, it got really – we had a couple of drinks. We'll unveil theirs, and the person who dies, they'll never know if they had the original one.
Right. Only
we had fun.
You had fun. All right, Cody, do we get those phone lines open?
They are now.
Oh, look at you. All right, phone lines. Yeah. Phone lines are open. Riley, is that the closeout? Is that everything that we
need? We hit most of the major stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's cool. I'm excited to finish out all that shit. Anything else that we have as far as other videos that we should watch?
No, we did the Bagel Man, the Bagel Man.
All right, hey, you're on Collider Live. Who do we got?
Hey, how you doing? It's Saul. What's going on?
There he is.
Hey, Saul.
Hey, Saul, you know, you were trying. You were looking for the phone, and then... Ah, Cody. That's all right. Cody, we can't win them all. We can't win them all.
Oh, the fucking dog. You want me to do it?
Nah, you got it. Here. Why don't you do it again, Saul? Can you do the great clip?
Oh, no. The dog has gotten the bacon.
Are you looking? You're like,
the fucking dog got the bacon. God damn. That's how I am.
you're like an extra in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. All right. What's going on, Saul?
Hey, nothing. Can I bring up a Star Wars thing in honor of Nathan Hamill being there?
No.
I mean, I feel like it's very appropriate.
Yeah, sure. Please. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
There is an old Star Wars, like, myth that for some reason is, like, going around, like, the Star Wars echo chamber currently. And it's driving me nuts, and I was just wondering if I could just... Does Nathan know anything about this? Because I understand that it's not true, but people are going around talking about how it's true, and then George Lucas gets shit for it.
I love you, Saul, and I know you well enough. Spit it out, Saul.
All right. There's this idea that Return of the Jedi was going to end with Luke standing over Vader's body and then taking his helmet and putting it on. And yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'd heard that. I think it might have been Gary Kurtz who talked about that ending. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, no. It's not true. It was a joke that George Lucas was playing on Lawrence Kasdan. If you read J.W. Rinsler's Making a Return of the Jedi,
right.
They have the transcripts from the first story conference between George and Lawrence Kasdan, and he was setting them up. It was a joke. He was being really sarcastic.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
It's never going to happen, but I don't know where I'm going with this.
I swear to God, I love you so much, Saul. Saul, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go nuts.
All right. Are you related to the bagel guy?
For all you know, I am the bagel guy.
Good answer.
Well, Saul, you're the fucking best.
Oh, my God. Saul, we love you.
I heard at the end of this call, he's going to take the bagel guy's mask and put it on.
Are you anywhere near where this happened with the bagel guy?
No. Where was that? Brooklyn?
Queens, I think.
Long Island.
Long Island? Well, he was in Queens when he did the thing with a girl. But I don't know about bagel.
I think it was Long Island the bagels.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, listen.
No, I'm in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You are the best. I cannot wait to see you at the live event on the 31st. You're a fucking lunatic, and I love it. All right, Saul.
Love you, maniacs.
All right.
We love you.
Saul, I mean, he's the best.
He's so good.
He's like, really
I love that he was like, I've got a question for Nathan Hamill. Really, I just want to tell him some things I've read.
I learned something today about Star Wars.
And he knows most everything. Yeah.
But this is why I love Saul.
Did you hear how Phasma got her name?
That's stupid. So stupid.
Whatever.
So when was it? It was before Force Awakens came out, and we were at a bar, and Nathan was super excited because he was trying to tell me stuff about it, and because you hadn't signed an NDA by then, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a spoiler.
Like, it wasn't a spoiler.
J.J. Abrams came out and said that Phasma got her name from the movie Phantasm. Because of the chrome ball.
But he was just really excited.
I was really excited, and then I forgot I told her, and later that night I came up and I'm like, "Hey, did you hear?" And she's like, and I was so excited to tell her.
Tell her again.
So I every time Phasma comes up, I go, hey, did you hear how Phasma got in? It's going to go on forever.
It's like the Young Guns poster.
Yeah.
I also love that Darina's the person that's not going to let – she's going to be like, you already told me.
No, I was like, you just told me that like 5 minutes ago.
The first one I let you have because you're excited, nerd, but not the next one.
No, I'm like, really, I was really happy for him that he was excited about it. But then I was like, we're not going to talk about Star Wars anymore, Nathan.
I'll talk with Sal about it then.
Sal. I mean, yeah.
Sorry.
It's Sal.
Sal,
all right,
sure.
We got somebody else. Cody wants to take this call. Hey, you're on Collider Live. What do we got?
Hey, this is Josh, producer of the Talking Schmodown and Afterlife podcast.
Hey, Josh. Is this the Merc with the Mouth?
Yeah, Merc with the Movie Blog.
Nice. I love it. So he had some beef with me.
Oh.
And a good beef. When we were on, we were in Houston, and there was a countdown with the guy. Where it was five, it was four, it was three, it was two, and you hit it. I go one real quick, and then he asked for the repeat afterwards. Yeah. Not gonna repeat afterwards, but this guy has a great podcast about the afterlife, and I liked it. It was like a Max Kellerman take. I didn't take offense to it at all. I thought it was really a nice, passionate thing. But you weren't happy with that call, right, bud?
Nah, I was definitely not.
We're getting good callers today.
Real good. Go ahead. Sorry.
Chairman. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. No, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys do. My question actually has nothing to do with the Schmodown. It actually, I just heard about this Area 51 raid. Have you guys heard about
yes.
this?
No.
What?
Yes.
Riley, what's going on?
200,000 people have decided that they are going to raid Area 51 on September 20th.
Why
should we go?
So why would you tell anybody that?
I know. Why would you?
Why would you tell anybody?
There's diagrams and maps of them.
Yeah. We're going
to
raid.
To see them aliens. Thousands of people have taken a Facebook pledge to storm Area 51 to see them aliens. They're there. I know it.
It's damn Independence Day.
Fucking gray aliens. I know with your big heads.
Oh, my God. I bet there's going to be a lot of flat earthers there.
Oh, man.
We should go. Should we go?
It's also the same day the Nintendo Switch Lite comes out, so people can have something to play. It's the portable.
Yes.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Portable only.
This is like a scene in the movie, though. This is like
Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
But this is like a scene in a movie to where at the beginning of the film, they're like, we're going to raid.
But what
and then they go down there. Nothing's in there because the government has moved everything.
It'll be told Al Capone's vault all over again.
Or they open it up. The Ark of the Covenant is there. And they walk in. Like, wait a minute.
But it's the prop.
This is working?
But it's just the prop. Yeah. It's like a prop warehouse. No, but look, I was the biggest X-Files fan like when I was a kid. Like I loved it so much. I love reading about UFOs and conspiracy theories and all that stuff. But I've always felt like, I bet you Area 51, there's nothing there.
No.
It's just guy that is hanging out
but
and is like, look at these dumbasses.
Why would they give their plan away? The government has internet too.
Right.
They can see this.
Right.
They do? Yeah. Crap.
We're just oh my goodness.
Delete photo. Yeah.
So thank you for that story. It's absolutely ridiculous. They can't stop all of us. I don't think they're gonna care, guys. I don't think it's like at this point they're not gonna
have everything
down there.
Stop. All of them.
I think so, too.
I actually think.
Especially with the diagram. If they have alien technology, what are they doing?
It's invisible.
Yeah.
To be a bunch of Brent Spiners.
This sounds like the plan they all came up with at the end of their 4th of July party, drunk on their ass.
Definitely.
You know what you gotta do? Fucking storm it.
And you hear in the background, you know how Phasma got her name?
I'll go with you.
Let's party.
Let's party in Area 51.
Let's party.
I do want to party with aliens, though.
You say that now. You're going to wind up being that girl on Independence Day.
The dog that's my favorite scene. the dog that jumps away from the explosion.
I always get that mixed up. I always think it's Armageddon because it's the same type
of scene.
Because
it's so ridiculous, yeah.
It's so ridiculous that the dog leaps down an alley and he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was going after, the bacon.
It was Crypto. He was...
All right, let's take another call. Thank you, Cody. When you are on Collider Live, when you're on Collider Live, what do we have?
This is Andrew from Long Beach.
What's up?
Hey, all right.
Long Beach, California, Long Beach, New York?
LBC.
Or Washington.
Long Beach, California.
California. What do you got for us today?
I got a bit of a rant today, and I want to know if you guys think I'm crazy or if I have a point here.
Maybe both.
Obviously, streaming is more popular these days. Everyone has Netflix, everyone has Hulu, and all that shit. But it's like, I feel like most of these shows coming out these days are designed to be binged, but not everyone has the time to binge it, and it's getting mm-hmm. harder and harder to avoid these fucking spoilers. And so, case in point, I'm on my phone the other day. I'm on my Google Now card. They got an Android phone or whatever, and Google Now kind of suggests articles from certain outlets. Mm-hmm. So you might be interested in this or whatever. It suggests this article with a major Stranger Things season spoiler. 3 spoiler in the fucking title.
That's on, yeah. To me, that's on the publication.
Yeah, but also, why do publications do that all the time? It's so weird. It's just, I guess because clickbait, right? Clickbait! Because they want to click on the headline.
But that's the thing.
I'm baiting.
I think there's a different. That's more, I think, just spoiling. Because clickbait, to me, clickbait is when you put something in the headlines.
It's in the movie. And
it's just a movie.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! It's in the movie!
But what to me,
really
yeah, it's a, really it, it really
good.
Is a good line.
Yeah.
But anyways, clickbait.
Didn't see any fucking movie. Clickbait.
That's good. To me, the old. I mean, he's not gonna let me finish this fucking point. No. He's gonna play all the clips.
I didn't even get to the dumbest part about this whole situation yet. The stupidest part is that the people who wrote this article with a spoiler in the title is fucking Men's Health. Why is Men's Health writing about Stranger Things 3?
Clickbait.
Exactly.
Nobody's fucking going to the website.
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
It should be teenage boys' health, at least.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, all right, thanks for the call, man. It sucks. I mean, it does. But I'm going to say that's more on, the publication or mental health.
It happens a lot more than it should.
It is. It's just because, it's more about wanting to get the clicks. But as far as the clickbait, again, Tim, he's not letting me do it. He just don't want to let me make this point, and I like it. All right, fine. All right. Anyway, let's get to the next call. He got me out of it.
Good. Well done, Cody.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Ready, Cody? Yeah, see? Thank you. Hey, you're on Gato Live. What do we got? Fucker.
Hey, it's Garrett from Ohio again.
Hey, Garrett. What's going on?
I actually have a Star Wars question again. This is one more specifically into Christian, but you guys can answer if you want. So.
This is for Kate, right?
I was going to say, this is for me, right? I got it.
So for all this Knights of the Old Republic stuff that's been going around lately, if they were to actually do something similar or redo it or whatever, would you want them to re-release the game as a remaster or maybe do it again in a different way to match more what they're doing now? Like, what do you guys think about that?
100%. I think that would be if they could develop all that at the same time, I think that if they know they're coming out with these three movies, if it is the Knights of the Old Republic, they could do a reimagining of the game to fit what's going to be happening in this particular story, but do the RPG for it. You launch video games, novels, you launch comic books, you launch all that around the same time to get this kind of new canon as far as that time period goes, get that started. And absolutely, I'd love to see and bring in the BioWare guys, the Drew Karpyshians and those people to write the story. But yeah, I would love to see that happen. What do you think, Nathan?
I never played that one. No.
Oh, really? Dude, you would love that
I
game.
I think I started playing it on...
Well, it's not Nintendo.
No, on an Xbox.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you would love it. It's my second favorite story next to Empire.
But no, I'd love to see it re-released so I could play it before the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That we think we're getting.
Great question.
It's still not confirmed, though. Right?
No. Yeah. Nothing's confirmed yet.
That reminds me, though, there was a, for the Scum and Villainy launch we had for these guys, I came up with a list of drinks, themed drinks that they could have there. And we didn't get it around to doing them, but one of them was Knights of the Old Fashioned Republic.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, this is
Octu Drunk to Drive.
Oh, that's good too.
Which one did I come up with?
You came up with the Utini Martini.
That one.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
There was the Mai Tai Fighter.
Oh, and Sith on the Beach.
Sith on the Beach.
Yeah.
Giving away all these to the internet, they're gonna start a bar tomorrow.
Yeah.
Makuga would like this.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He probably just woke up out of his sleep because he heard Cody doing this.
He's
right.
Like, there's a doing pun. Puns there's without pun. Me?
Yeah, it's like me, yeah. That, and he turns this way, laughs. Oh, that was funny. Go back to sleep. That's what he
did.
Anyway, all right, we'll do one more call here. Thank you, Cody. Hey, you're on Cloud Alive. Who do we
Hi, this is me.
Tiff
from Brooklyn.
Hey, I got a lot of New York callers today. I like it.
Hello.
Were you anywhere near the bagel guy?
No, that's Long Island. I'm not going up there.
How big of a story is this bagel guy in back home?
I've seen it online. I haven't seen it on the news at all.
Okay, nothing on the newspaper or anything?
No, no one cares.
No one cares. It's true. New York's like, awesome. Like, that's fucking Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got for us today?
Nothing. I just tried to call in my first time. I'm excited I got through.
Awesome. Well, is there any,
do you want to tell Nathan about anything you read?
Give me some Star Wars facts. I don't know.
You got anyone in the room or Cody or Alex? You can ask anything that you would like. We'd love to get your question here on the show for first time caller.
I want to say hey to Darina.
Hey.
I want to back her up on the hotness of Foxy Robin Hood.
Thank you.
There you go.
Robin Hood. Yeah. So hot.
He was a badass.
Yeah, his voice was. So
I never
hot.
Found him sexy though myself. Right. I don't know about you, Nathan. I
like Betty Rubble.
Yeah,
but we're talking about animals, anthropomorphic animals.
Yes, so, yeah. Correct.
There he is. Look at him. It was the accent that got you both.
No,
wasn't
the voice.
It? The accent. Yeah.
By
the
way,
my kid looks like the turtle from the movie.
He does. He's so cute. The turtle. Yeah, he's a super cute character.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's going to wind up being so. That's going to be down, going down a yeah. new.
Do
website.
It. Do it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
Yeah,
Robin
it'll definitely get flagged.
Sexy.
Yeah. What did you? Did you like
for sex?
Kate, did you like any cartoon characters when you were a kid? Or now?
That's a great question.
That is the worst search. If you hit
Jessica Rabbit,
we'll go off the air. Right now, this is the search in the Google bar right now. Robin Hood for sex. you hit that video and we go off the air.
Do it.
Robin Hood Fox sex.
Yeah. Alex is like sweating, ready to push the button in the back. Yeah. Sorry. So,
Rule 34.
That's right.
Rule 34.
What's that?
Anything you could think of. That's a weird porn out there for anything you think of called Rule 34.
Darina's.
I'm like, wait.
We're not going to see Darina now for the remainder of Comic Con. All right. Well, it was very nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again.
I'll be at Snowdown in August.
Cool. Awesome. Good. That's awesome. We have, August 31st. Thank you for bringing that up. We are going to be there, and it looks like it's going to be. This is. And I guess I can give one spoiler here for the undercard. It is not confirmed, but it looks like it's pretty close. It's going to be a singles tournament match in the undercard the seeds are going to be the 16 versus the one. Anyway, Ethan Irwin, former champion.
Words.
We'll be playing Haley Fouch. Haley Fouch is going to be playing Ethan Irwin.
Is this her first time?
I love Haley.
It'll be her second.
Okay, cool.
She's got a match coming up.
I love Haley.
She's got a match coming up with Eric Zipper also this Friday.
I need her on my coven. Kate, you want to be in my coven?
Yes, obviously. Yes. So did Haley, I say that too quickly? Ask again.
Haley,
play it cool.
I'll think about it.
Haley is awesome. And Haley is going to be against Ethan. And then the main event will most likely be for the singles championship. Now, whether or not that is Paul Oyama or Merle playing, we'll find out on the 19th.
The singles championship, that's all about the Cameron Crowe movie, right?
Just the Cameron Crowe. That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's
Ooh,
all
that's
Cameron Crowe.
That's a good Crowe. One.
It's
good soundtrack.
And we play Pearl Jam throughout the whole thing.
Okay,
yes.
And a little Soundgarden.
I want to come.
Yeah, you should. And playing either Ben Bateman, Jeff Snyder, or Kalinowski, whoever wins out of that three. Yeah. So that will be on August 31st. That's a good card to come to, so we're happy to have you there. All right, so that's it, guys. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Thank you to Nathan Hamill. Make sure you see him on Saturday. Blasting out the Yaz at Kate Mulligan, Darina, Mark Riley, Mr. Alex, and the one and only Cody Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Napa know-how. This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.